Blog Talk Radio.
It's the right one, you see. Damn, well, it's like, you see.
So how do we begin to nurture that hunger? What are the characteristics or the qualities of people that are hungry? What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? And being hungry for those things. Number one, you've got to work on yourself. It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. The next thing, part of what feeds that hunger, you've got to develop a sense of urgency. The next thing that begins to nurture that hunger, honor yourself as your word. Don't give your word out lightly. When you throw your word out there and you don't honor it, it makes a statement about you. That if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am. Because I want my life to reflect my words. And honoring who I am and what I express. Another challenging area in terms of nurturing and developing that hunger in yourself is learning the art of becoming single-minded. Learning how to concentrate. Learning how to focus in. And you'll be surprised of the things that you're able to do. Of the people that you'll be able to attract. Of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You'll begin to see things that have been standing there looking you in the face saying, I can't believe this has been here all this time.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
All right, guys, what's going on, man? What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the motherfucking D, with my dog, John Dixon, a.k.a. Rosebud. Bit of dose, bud.
What's up?
What's going with you? What's good with you, man?
Man, my life is taking a upward path. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to say part of it is because I've been so dedicated to trying to really be me.
No doubt. Yes, sir. Guys, if y'all want to call in, y'all do have the phone number. It's 515-605-9373 is the number. That's 515-605-9373 is the number. Come on in. Holla at us if you want to. We're here to chop it up with you guys and show y'all some things. Today, what we're going to be talking about today, Rosebud, is a very interesting email I got. Well, I did an email show earlier today, and a guy was talking about a lot of guys that sit around and kind of point the finger at women saying, you know, they kind of talk about, you know, if you get with a woman nowadays, you know, she'll take you for your money, take you to court, divorce you and all this other stuff. And these guys don't even have women. So it's like, you know, it's more like a victim mentality type thing. I just think we're in a time where these people are scaring a lot of these young men and not to being men. I mean, what's your thought on that before we talk about the victim? Because we want to talk about victimhood basically in this show. But
Dean, you know what, man? I just believe the way you think forms what you say, and what you say is actually representative of your actions. And the way that person was talking about whatever, talking to people and when they get with a woman, blah blah blah. See, that right there is the wrong thinking, you know, because I'm not getting with no woman. She finna get with me.
Whoa! Say that again a little bit slower, please. That is fucking – say that again, please.
Well, what I'm saying, man, the mentality, the way you think, the way you form thoughts, it just dictates your actions, man. And when you thinking and you say something like when I get with a woman or when my friends get with a woman, see, you already defeated. You already have taken the lower ground. You already know you ain't shit, and she's going to be calling the shots. You don't think all this, but just saying getting with her makes all of this come about. But when you make yourself think, man, baby got to get with me, or women got to get with me. See, you're separating yourself from what could happen because they can't get with you unless they ain't bringing what's happening. When you get with them, you accepting all what's happening, even their luggage. Baggage, I mean. I said luggage, but I meant baggage.
Have you?
Yeah, man, I don't. Go ahead.
Have you noticed, and like you said, it's the thinking, it's the way you think, talk, behave, all those things play a role, but have you noticed the guys that get a lot of women, like yourself, guys who are successful with women like yourself, you don't talk that way. It's not even part of your language. You're like you said, it's like you say, you know, we were just talking about the homeless earlier, how it's like really sad, but it's sad for me when you see these young men who join, and I call these cults, of course, who join these cults because, like we say, you know, misery loves company type thing. But the thing is that they're doing themselves such a disservice because they're cheating themselves out of the abundance of women that they can have if they just stood on who they were, you know, who they are, not were, but who they are. Well, what's your take on that, man?
Well, check this out, Dean. Is there a such thing as first place?
Yeah, I presume there is, yeah.
Is there a such thing as best? Is there a such thing as less? Because what I'm saying is, these guys that sit up and join cults and all that herd mentality mess.
Yes.
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't know who we were, Dean.
Well, no, that's true. Yeah, we love those guys.
Dean, think about this. What if every dude we ran into thought like you and I? We would never get to the top.
I know.
We would never strive to do better because everybody keep us rolling.
Right.
I'm saying is these guys with that herd mentality and they want to join in, they understand second place too. They understand third place. And it's not about being there. It's about if you want to stay there. And if they have that second place, third place mentality, nothing we gonna say is gonna change them. So I think, as far as to answer your question, I think those dudes who have these shortcomings that we be bringing up, they need to change who they hang out with. And they need to start forcing themselves to do something instead of waking up every day and just accepting things, Dean.
Well, yeah, I talked to a guy yesterday, and it was, oh, man, it's bad out there. It's really bad. I talked to a guy, bud, and he was like, okay, well, I've been following you for about a month or some change, and he said, you know, I got one of your courses, but I have a problem with this woman. I couldn't get her. You know, she's not interested in me. So I called him up, bud, and I was like, okay, well, I just walk me through what happened so I can assess it, bud, and see what went right, what went wrong. So he's like, okay, well, I walked up to this girl, and I started talking to her about astrology, and I'm like, whoa, whoa. I said, wait. I said, whoa. I said, you did what? He said, oh, yeah, I walked up to her and started talking about astrology. I said, wait a second here. Hold on. I said, when have I ever told you to go up to a woman and talk to her about astrology? When have I ever said that? Oh, you never did that. I just thought of it. I said, whoa. I said, wait. I said, wait a second here. You thought that is something you should do? Do you think that made her see you as someone that is creepy, weird, and odd that you're sitting there with a complete strange woman talking about astrology for 15 minutes? He's like, okay. I said, what do you mean okay? I need you to answer the question because this is connected to what you're saying. But see, a lot of these guys, you got different types of guys, bud. You got the guys that get mad at us, right? Because we win. They get mad because they're confused. They get mad at us because they don't want to do the necessary things it's going to take to win. I mean, they get mad, they get frustrated. I mean, we get a lot of that a lot of the times. But the thing is that in order to break free of that victim mentality of not winning, that you've got to stop walking in the direction that you're going in. Because before you met me, the direction you're going into is putting you where you're at right now. What we always say is that, you know what? What does astrology have to do with putting your bid in? Nothing? Wait. Then why are you talking about it? Well, I don't know. I just thought. Oh, wait. I've always told you you want to talk to a woman where you don't waste your time. Because that's how I feel like, but when you talk to a woman, you ain't there to sit around there and talk to her about a bunch of frivolous shit that has nothing to do with anything. You put your bid in, you let her know what the fuck the deal is, and you float the fuck off. You know what I mean? These guys here, and I'm connecting this to the victim mentality, is that it's like that. It seems like they don't want to win, so they can make the excuse of why women are so bad. Now, and one thing before I throw it to you, bud, and I've always said this, and you know this to be true, just because she treats some other guy like a weakling doesn't mean she's going to treat you that way, bud. Just because she disrespects some other man doesn't mean she's going to treat you that way. But what these guys have woven into these young men is that just because a woman treated a guy, let's say New York, just because she treated a guy in New York with disrespect, she's going to treat you that way because you live in California. That's the mentality herd thing that they're trying to plug into these guys, instead of saying that it's about how you are, like you said, your behaviors, your thought processes, everything that you do. It is nothing about these women. But why is it that they make it about these women, Bud, in your opinion?
Well, that's simple, man. They won't accept the truth, period. There is, more rare or just as rare as it is to find a guy that you can talk to that don't know, and as you talk to him, he starts understanding. See, that's rare. It's also rare to find a cat that can actually think and trust themselves and believe what they think. So Dean, not only is it a difficult thing for you and I to get people to get out of that mentality that they in, mostly of losing, but it's becoming more difficult because of the way people are herding together now. You know, I'm telling you, man, if you was an outsider back in the day, you know, for whatever reason, got acne or whatever, you didn't try to find a bunch of people with acne and so you can remain having acne. You just hid.
Right.
You know, today they all find each other and they support each other and they say those things like you said was saying, and they start explaining that, yeah, they did it in New York, so this is what they – you know, but what's really going on in New York, he was a sucker and he showed her. And in California, he is a sucker and he's showing her. So she going to act the same way on either coast, Dean.
Well, yeah, you're right. And the thing is, but what is the trap of all this is, and I talked to my boy, and I know you know this. You remember that TV show back in the, I think it even started in the 70s. It's called Scared Straight. You remember that where they take the kids to the prison.
Take the kids to the pen.
And you take them to the pen, and then the inmate scared them out. You know, like, you keep fucking up, you gonna be mine. You know, you hold my pocket, and you know they hold it. You know, just scare them straight. Well, I think what's happening today is that these guys or this cult right here is using divorce, child support, and the government to scare these guys not to talk to women, not to approach women, not to be what their nature is. I guess it throws me off because it's our nature to be what we are. You know what I mean? It is my nature to talk to beautiful women. It's just inside us. But it goes against nature to make you it makes them like asexual. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, we don't need women. I'm not saying we need women. Nobody say we need women at all. Not us, but we're on a different plane than these guys because they're looking at the end result of something that they're not even man enough to approach or walk up to or stand on their name. You know what I mean? It's like they don't know what to do, but they feel good. You know, it feels good to be around people like yourself. But what do we always say, Bud? You are a percentage of the people you hang out with. You are a percentage of that. And as you
Dean, I say you are who you hang out with. You ain't no damn percentage.
You are who you hang out with.
You there?
Yeah,
you are. Yeah, you are who you hang out with, just like you are what you eat. You know, you are what you think. You are what you do. You know, ain't no halfway. That's what people do, Dean. They water down stuff so they can understand it. No, you are exactly who you hang out with. I mean, Dean, you, Tay, one or two other dudes, that's my extent of my circle. I ain't even trying to hang out with somebody that's going to bring some alcoholism or some drugs or you know, some other kind of bitch shit. I don't want to sit up and talk about that. And what people really don't understand, Dean, back to your original point about why are they, you know, accepting this, you don't think this is crazy. But I'm telling you, years ago, the people in power was worried about the population, and they was trying to tell people how many kids they have, 2.2 kids. And what I'm saying is, when they couldn't control it, they start promoting homosexuality. They start promoting it in all kinds of ways, covertly, and then they started overtly promoting it in about the 80s. But what I'm saying now, today, you know, that didn't even work. It controlled the population, if that's the case. But now they got ways for people to get together, have kids from somebody else, all this stuff. They still trying to control it. And you said the main thing that they trying to get people to, asexual. They trying to get people to where they don't identify with the opposite sex, so they can have sex with technology, Dean. They finna to create these doggone robot people, or not real people, but robots that got real skin, that you turn them up to a temperature. I didn't see all this on TV, man. And anything you see on TV is already being done. If I believe that that's what's going on, Dean.
Yeah, and the thing is that how are you really going to work on yourself when you're worried about something that has nothing to really do with you at the moment, but you're using that as your beacon of light, thinking that, okay, and we're not even, and listen, nobody's saying there ain't no fucked up women out there. There are fucked up women out there, but a woman is only going to vet you to see what kind of man you are. And listen, we all get tested. I don't give a fuck who you are. We all get tested because why? Because how many times has a woman met a man in a mask, or met a person who's wearing a man outfit or pretending to be a man, only to find out on the back end he was just lying, deceiving, and manipulating. So these women are more cautious now. They're going to do things to say, you know what? I want to see how he responds. I want to see what he's really about. You know, I'm going to challenge him, because the only way I can determine if he's a real man is based off of how is he going to check my disrespectful behavior. If I'm disrespectful to him, is he going to check me at the door like, hey, a real man is? Or is he going to apologize? Is he going to try to make things work? Is he going to, look, I'm the one doing all the fucked up shit, but he's the one apologizing. That's what I don't think guys understand, is that these women are always going to test to see what kind of guy you are at the end of the day. But and I think where a lot of these guys come in and get your opinion, bud, is that I think some of these guys know this, but they're so afraid of the mask coming off because they don't know who they really are. Well, they know who they are. Well, maybe they're lying to themselves. Well, maybe it's a combination thing. Shit, we don't know. But I really feel like it's easier to say, you know what? Women are terrible people. That's why I won't talk to them. Instead of saying, you know what? Maybe the problem is me. Maybe it's how I think. Maybe it's how I behave. Because like you said before, you said something that was very powerful in the beginning of this. When a woman gets with you, but in their thought process and their mentality, they're like me getting with a woman type thought process. What's your take on that, bud?
Well, man, the thing about what we're talking about is that these water, if you tilt it, it's going to, you know, go to the highest level at the top and the lowest at the bottom. The only way it's going to be level is if its environment is so that it can be level. You have to always seek your own level or above. Now, what I get and what I don't understand is these guys that know women are whatever, they know men are whatever, and they say they've been listening to you or me for X amount of time, and then their question is, I've been trying to get at this woman, woo-woo, and, you know, I ain't getting any, making any progress. What I don't understand is, why are you still trying to get at her? I'm saying, what is wrong with accepting no? I don't understand them. They can't, they're so babyish in the way they think. They're like little children. You tell them no, oh, God, I got to have, man, the bitch ain't giving you action. Go at another broad. I don't, that's why when they, you know, coaching and all that stuff, when they get to talking this shit, you know, they've been at this woman for 2 months. Hey, hold on. I don't want to hear no more. If you want to talk about that, then I can't help you. Because I ain't being at no woman no 2 months. Dean, I can't see you doing that.
No, you know, see, see, the thing is, but I mean, you know this, because I saw one of your posts that somebody, you know, that you was talking about something. I don't want to say his name, but I was just going to use this as an example. See, the thing is that for a lot of guys, when and I call it unfamiliar territory. You see, when a lot of guys have been fed this type of mentality to feel like they're always going to lose, feel like they can't win, and then a man like you or myself or the motherfuckers that, you know, teach real man shit, tells them the honest truth and tells them what they need to do, all of a sudden, the first phase is that they can't take constructive criticism. They always get upset because they feel like they're being attacked. You know what I mean? And instead of listening to the message, and not the messenger, but the message, they get upset. They get mad. And they take it to heart where they get upset, and they like, and then they close off, because in order to get help, bud, and I don't know how when you learn from your mentor, but I was always been called a little bitch, a motherfucker, get your bitch ass up, and you better go talk to her, you little soft. I mean, I was talked to like nothing ever before. I mean, it's like, look, you weak motherfucker. You sorry.
Hey, Dean.
Yeah.
Dean, I never really had a mentor, but those who I thought I learned some from, you describing them.
yeah, so they like they
that's how they talk to you. You ain't been a baby,
right.
You.
Yeah, no baby, no training wheels. You're gonna either do the shit or you're not. You know, okay, for me, bud, the way I got in was the motherfucker. It's always that one guy that's getting all the bitches. You know what I mean? It's always that one guy that's fucking. You know, we go to play basketball and shit. You got the bitches pulling up, buying the McDonald's, crying, wanting to talk to. I mean, it was like a soap opera shit with this motherfucker, right? Well, that's the motherfucker I mm-hmm. wanted to learn from. And we were kids. We wanted to learn from him. He's like, man, I ain't wasting my time with you little motherfuckers, you know? And we kept bugging him and bugging him and bugging him until one day he said, okay, meet me on the steps about this time. All right, so we all went over there. He was like this. And this is how cold it was. He's like, all right. He said, okay, y'all want to learn, right? He's like, yeah. I say, all right, well, how many of y'all want money? And we all rose our hand. He said, okay, all right, y'all want money. Okay, y'all sure y'all want money? We all like, yeah, we want money. Now, as kids, and this goes on to these victims, money to us and to them is $1, $5, $10, $50, right? This motherfucker pulled out nickels, dimes, and pennies. Threw that shit on the floor and just stood there and waited to see what we were going to do. Now, those who got down there and was scrapping for that penny and those nickels and shit, he divided us. He said, you motherfuckers stand over there. All the rest of you motherfuckers get the fuck out of my face. And they were like, well, what are you talking about? Why are you saying that? He said, I asked you a question. Do you want money? Y'all said yes. I asked you, are you sure you want money? Y'all said yes. Well, that penny, that dime, and that nickel is a penny, dime, and a nickel more than you have in your pocket. You said you wanted it. When the opportunity presented itself, you didn't take it. So that showed me you really didn't want it in the first place. So get the fuck out of my face. It's the same thing like this. We always say we're here to show you that women are just a perk in being a man. Women have nothing to do with you being a man. Have nothing. They are but a perk along your journey towards being great. But what these guys do is they put women in the forefront. They make it all about the woman. Like you said, pleasing the woman, bud. Doing things for her. Making her, what can I do for her to get her to find me interesting? But then when you challenge them and you let them know that you're doing it wrong, that's not the way real men do it. Then all of a sudden they want to start attacking your care. Like, okay, bud, your success.
What about?
You have tons of women. You have had tons of women. You can pull all kind of. You are the epitome of what these guys are trying to get. But when you challenge them and you question them because they're doing it wrong, again, because they can't take constructive criticism to help them learn how to grow, the first thing they want to do is get mad, challenge you on your age, challenge you on you don't know what the fuck you talking about. You what do you know about women? But this is what we have today, man. I didn't mean to go too long, but
check this out, D. Me, see, I'm a little different. They do what you're saying, but I provoke it. I don't, you know, the first thing about the streets is you got to see how far you can go.
Right.
Because you don't want to go too far because you're going to get killed. So the first thing you do is charge a motherfucker. Not run at him charging, but say something that's going to make him going to have to stand up. And if he getting mad, then you ain't fucking with him because he's a punk, you know. But if he stand up and spit fire with fire, y'all going to have drinks. That's how you find out where to go. And that's how I deal, even on Facebook. Somebody say something to me, I'm coming. I don't care. I'm coming at them because I want to see who they are.
Right. No doubt.
You can't You can't tell what. Hey, man, is you a punk? Hell no, I ain't no punk. See, you can't tell like that. But you can sure tell if you say something that's going to punk a motherfucker off that don't know you trying to punk him off. Because he's going to open his mouth. He's going to get offended. He's going to do woo-woo-woo, say whatever, woo-woo-woo. And then you just, you know, go, I just gone with the little argument or whatever. But I know I ain't fucking with this person. That's me, man. So I'm just confessing that because right. I push him.
No, and that's it's good to be pushed. But see, the thing, I think what happens with these guys that have this mentality of, you know, saying that women are the worst things on this planet is everything, is that they don't understand that women can tell when you put yourself down. I don't think they understand it. Women can tell when you think less of yourself. And the thing is this, bud, if you think less of yourself, then why do I want to fuck with somebody who doesn't even think highly of himself? Why would I want to respect somebody who doesn't even respect his last name, respect his own principles or his own narratives? Why would a woman want to be with someone like that, man? What's your thoughts on that, brother?
Dean, a woman wouldn't. And that's why these dudes get hurt. They fuck around and fake their way into the game. And then when they get in the game, they get sprung. They like her. And once they in the game, she see that she don't want to be with this fool. And then what happens? She got to be a woman. Well, I got a plane for whatever, you know. And then this dude, once he see he getting played, he get hurt. So now he go talk to his friend. Him and his friend playing the smallest violin in the world. They playing a duet. And as they play the duet, women takes the blame, that you know, from them. And they never accept that the sucker in them, the lack of assertiveness requires that a woman do this to you. Because if they don't do this to you, you'll never learn that this is what's being done. But this is the cold part, Dean. This is the cold part. They don't learn.
No.
They don't learn. They get it done over and over and over, and you know, they don't learn.
You know, it's like touching a hot stove. At one point in time, we have touched a fucking hot something where something clicked in us that said, well, if it's red and there's smoke coming from it, I shouldn't put my hand on it. You know what I mean? But
maybe it was that if it's red and it looks like that, and I do put my hand on it, damn, that shit don't feel good.
Right.
I don't care. The women hurt them real bad, and they still don't learn. Well, I don't get it.
But the thing is with these type of individuals, they never, like you said before, like we've always said, they never look in the mirror and say, you know what? The reason that she's disrespecting me, the reason that she's treating me like shit, the reason that she's always talking about other guys around me is because I'm allowing her to do it. Listen, you know what they do? They don't. That's what I call the first domino, bud. But they don't look at the first domino. They look at the after effects after the first domino's fallen over to say, oh, yeah, the group or cult that I am, that I'm in, they're absolutely right. See, well, look at this bitch did. All she did was take me for my money. She took me for my drinks. I drove her around. Hell, I even put up her Christmas lights. That fucking bitch, they're right. Women ain't shit. These guys are absolutely right. These women are no good. She walked all over me. She used me. She abused me. And God damn it, I can't stand fucking women. Fuck those goddamn women. That's what they think, man. Instead of saying, wait a second. Instead of looking at the second domino, which is her reaction to who you are, why don't you look at the first domino and realize that a man is not going to put up with no kind of fucking disrespect early on from a fucking woman that he doesn't know, because he is already impressive. Why do I have to build a pedestal for a woman when I'm sitting on the throne? How do I have the time?
Well, because no matter how high you build that goddamn pedestal, it's still going to be under your feet. Shit. I'll build you a pedestal. Shit, my throne just going to be higher.
Hey, D,
but I'm saying, man, you know, you got to understand also, man, that people are really getting toward that asexual thing, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these dudes that's really teaming up so they can blame women, they're really on the down low, man. They really are, man. They are. Because there's no way a person that has missed several times, blah, 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 will give up. They'll try whatever they can. They're not going to associate a permanent loss as in women are no good. Because think of this, Dean. Let's say you was at this bride, and she starts saying to you, men are no good. And she keep believing that, and she keeps supporting that. What would you know?
No, she would. If she kept supporting that, that's the mindset. It's the behavior.
No, Dean, no. She liked pussy.
Oh, she kept saying it. Here. Okay. Well, but, okay.
She liked pussy.
All right. I want you to see. All right, check it. I'm going to use another route on you, okay? And check this out. Think about this for a moment, okay? If all you do, because you said it yourself, you are what you hang around with. You said it yourself.
Right.
So if you go into a situation feeling like you're stuck when it comes to women, okay? You don't know how to talk to them. You don't know what to say to them. You never had anybody to instruct you on how to talk to them or how to build your confidence, okay, like that. You're blind, okay? But you luck up and meet a woman and she hurts you because of how weak you are, okay? You have that. And then all of a sudden you have this thought process, bud, that you just feel incapable of really doing what you want. You know, you feel like you just don't have enough skills and all this other stuff, okay? And then you meet the cult, okay? The cult is going to not only make you feel like you're a part of them, but they're going to do everything they can to squash any thought of trying to break away from that by what? Always telling you what you want to hear instead of what you need to know. They will sit there, and for a lot of these young – I've talked to some of these guys, and I'm like, well, you know, after they – when they break – quote-unquote when they break away, bud. But what happens is this, bud. How can you get positive reinforcement from negative-ass behavior? When people are always telling you that this is what they are, this is what they are, this is what they are. They sorry, they're manipulative. Hey, bud, and that's true. Look, they are manipulative and they are disrespectful and they will get away with what they can get away with. Those are true things, but one thing they don't tell them is that you have the power to prevent that behavior. That's the one key thing that they don't say, because they know if they told these guys they have the power to prevent it, bud, then they won't be a part of the cult no more. Because then they automatically,
Dean, check it out. If these guys who you were talking about, cult guys, going to the cults, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and you are 100% correct, but they can't possibly be expected to do that without any assistance. So what I'm saying is, for me and you, well, I know for me, and I know for you too, you may not see this way, but I know this is the way you're doing it. I believe accepting the truth about yourself from Jump Street, when you first get challenged, because if this situation you just described, what if you go back to the, this is, you said this guy didn't have no women. This is the first relationship, and he gave his all or whatever, and she crushed him. What if he would have thought, damn, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I need to learn women. I need to learn, you know, what if he would have thought the truth instead of thinking some bullshit,
right,
that's going to make him blame every goddamn woman?
Right. That, you, dude, what, you're right. But here's the thing. Like we said before, they don't want to face that truth. Because facing
that truth. So that's what we need to get. How can we make these motherfuckers accept the truth? Because bottom line, until they do, none of what we're saying is going to transpire.
Well, the, but
because they won't accept it.
Right, but the first step to accepting the truth is following success. You see, the thing is this, bud, is that if I, okay, I'm going to snap, I'm going to rip me from being who the fuck I am, and I'm going to be one of those guys, okay? I can't get a woman. I'm terrible at women. I don't know what the fuck to do, okay? The first thing that I must do, which is, hey, the first thing that I did when I was young, because, look, hey, bud, look, bud, you know, I'm Ted Williams' son, man. I my dad's a ladies man, so I had to be a ladies man. But, look, bud, I didn't know what I was doing. Hey, look, I was talking to women. I was kissing them, messing around, you know, back then, hickeys and all that other bullshit, whatever. But I was doing something, but I didn't know what it was I was doing until I got the right and proper teaching. What I'm saying is this, is that it has to come a time for these young men, okay, to say, okay, what do I want? And whatever it is I want, who out there has what I want? Because going to a place or a cult that's negative, that's going to hold me back and make me more asexual, is not giving me what I want. It's giving me a sense of community. It's giving me a herd. It's giving me a group of people that I can relate to. But is this what I really want? Because what happens to these guys is that they, even if they break away, they might get in a relationship. They become the bitches in a relationship. We know how that shit goes. But I'm going to get back to the back on the street. What I'm saying is, if I'm like that, okay, there's this guy. Wait a second. Hey, man, there's this guy named John Dixon, man. He got this shit called Ass Rosebud. I'm like, okay, what the fuck is that? What's Ass Rosebud about? Man, Ass Rosebud, man, dude, Ass Rosebud is about showing you how to be a man and showing you how to get the things that you want. Well, okay, well, first thing I'm going to think about, okay, well, I can't trust this because I just left this fucking cult over here. So I need to do what? My homework. Can he show me the results? And you have results. Tons of them. But then it's pushing. See, the thing is, and they don't understand about self-importance because that's too deep right now. I don't want to get that deep. And they don't understand their ego, which is also too deep. But in order for you to learn from a rosebud, you must push your ego, your self-importance, and everything that you think you know aside. Because the only way you're going to learn is not to challenge you, Rosebud, but to ask proper questions to get more understanding of what you're talking about. See, what I've noticed, and I don't know if you have, but I've noticed, a lot of people want to use what they think. You know, like you know, it's like, you know, water seeps to their own level. So they got, like I always talk about, world is flat thinking, but they want to take their world is flat thinking and want to mix their shit. It's like they got spoiled milk. They want to take their spoiled milk and mix that with the good, clean, new milk and shit. You know what I mean? What you think?
These guys. See, the thing that you and I, we don't think this way, Dean, but I'm going to describe something, and I know this is what we do. Because, see, these guys today, they need to be explained everything. Otherwise, when they was 4 years old, let's go to the lion. When the lion is a little cub, he's running around doing all kind of shit. He's jumping around, falling, and doing all this stuff. He's learning how to be a lion. Because when he get to be a lion, his dad is kicking his ass out. Now, let's go to the tribal ways of the way Africans are. At a fucking certain age, get your ass out and go bring me a doggone cougar head or whatever they say in the brain.
Yeah, right, right, right.
Hey. And what I'm saying, you go out. But here in America, there is no age for that. But there is an age that you start wanting that cougar head. But how you going to teach a motherfucker that's got hella years of learning bullshit the basics of getting a cougar head that is instinctive in the boy that got put out to the tribe at 13? Yeah, his dick just getting hard, but he learned how to knock off a cougar head because he learned how to be a man while he was a boy growing up. We lost that, Dean.
Yeah, well,
these dudes, they don't care. They don't, and the reason they don't really move on shit is because today, you know, we know information can be false.
Oh, absolutely.
So now they're looking for this information, and when they get it, instead of, you know, deciding because they don't know, they're going to, oh, I'm not sure. And they're going to wait with the other waiters, the herd. They're going to be happy to be over there with the herd talking about why they're waiting. But me and you and other dudes, I'm talking about some dudes going to be trying to get with me and you, and they ain't going to even get to catch nobody. But they going to learn because they ain't over there with the herd. They over there with the people that's doing stuff. You know, like the little boy, when he 13, he didn't shot an arrow before, but he was playing when he did it. Now, he got to kill something with it. Come on, man. It's a big difference, man.
Yeah, well, kill in order to survive. And the thing is that, unfortunately for a lot of these young men, they still have mom's umbilical cord attached to them, and meaning that they relate more to mom. Because all this stuff is more emotional. All this anger and this resentment and all this confusion is all emotional stuff that mom has been teaching you guys. Dad is not going to be like that. Dad is going to show you love in a whole different way. When he punch you in your chest, he's showing you love. When dad is talking to your ass tough, he's showing you that, guess what? When you step out there, see, this is the thing I get, and again, this is no excuse for these guys whatsoever. But I've known these guys, and then they go all the way living with mom under this assumption that the world or outside that door is going to be sunshine and rainbows. The world outside that door is going to treat them nice, treat them fair, treat them kind. You're going to be a winner, even if you're a loser. You're going to get a trophy. You get a pat for a participation. And these young boys grow up, get outside, and realize these women are the most malicious. Look, they will cut you apart, take whatever they can, just strip the carcass to the bone, and walk the fuck off to the next guy. And they can't even
real.
Yes.
Dean, let me ask you, I'm sorry for cutting you off, man, but let me ask you this. How old were you when you got your first rejection, otherwise Valentine's Day or something? Will you be my Valentine? Mark X for yes and Y for no. Hey, so when did you get your first one? How old were you?
You mean my first rejection?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Man. Hey, check it out. I was digging on this girl that was two grades in front of me. I was trying to get at this one. And I was doing everything I can, dog, to get at her. You know, she told me, you know what? You're just too young. I understand you like me, but
how old was that?
Motherfucker, I was like in the fourth grade and shit, dude. She's like a sixth grade.
Yeah, hey, listen, so, man. What I'm saying is, I don't understand what I'm saying, Dean. You got rejected. From somebody that you liked at whatever age you in the fourth grade.
Yeah.
Now, I was about third, fourth grade when I got rejected, too. But what I'm saying is this. These dudes today, they don't get their first rejection until they're old enough to, you know, actually fuck.
Right. Yeah. Oh, right. I see what you're saying. Right. Yes.
They don't go through a life of understanding rejection, especially exists when you like somebody. We got rejected like a motherfucker until we didn't get rejected. And what I'm saying is these dudes had this defense built up that not only prevents them from even learning the stuff that they should have learned years ago, but from even accepting that what we're telling them is really the truth. Whereas if they would have did it, and let's say they did it when they was third or fourth grade, got rejected fifth grade, you know, didn't get to go to the school, the little dance or whatever in the sixth grade, you know, you just got all this rejection, but you still was doing shit, and then now you get to hear this kind of shit from me and you, it can make sense. You can relate. Oh man, they talking about life still goes on after rejection. It because you've been rejected. These, and you grew up and you still a motherfucker. You just need to know something now. These dudes need to be taught how to accept rejection as a growing tool.
But you know what's funny, bud? They've already accepted it, but they put women on such a high pedestal that they think rejection is brand new. Let me give you an example. Now, how many times, and we've all this happened, you went to McDonald's or you went to Burger King. You're like, you know what? Man, today I think I want a shake. I want a strawberry shake. Fuck it, I'm thirsty. You go there, you ask for the shake, and they tell you no. We don't have it. And automatically they think in their head, okay, well, if it's not a shake, well, then I'm going to get something else. I mean, they have been told, we have always been told no on some shape or form. It's just that, again, this is the problem, bud.
Dean, that's denial, or that something's not there. Rejection is a totally another thing when you let it handle you, as far as simply because the woman said no, all women are fucked up. No. I'm saying when you young and the woman say no, you learn that she said no, not Sally. You just learn that. You don't think that. You learn it because Annie said no. And so now you know you ain't going to mess with Annie like that, but then you still want a girlfriend. So you look at Sally. You know what I'm saying is the rejection in that case just lets you know that you can't have her.
Right.
And you learn this over time as a kid. Let's say this happened in the third grade. By the time you in the seventh grade, you then kind of got an approach to how to deal with who you like so that you don't get fronted off. But you already know, you already accept inside your head that it could be a rejection. It ain't going to hurt your feelings. Because you've been getting rejected for years. You know what I'm saying, Dean?
But see, what they don't know is sometimes just because Annie said no doesn't mean no is going to always stand. Because if you move on to Sally, it's gonna fuck Annie's head up because Annie's expecting.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know I'm going.
Exactly. God damn it.
God damn it. You know, dog. See, with y'all. See, we try to show
you. Dean. I didn't even say that. I didn't say that. But what I'm saying is, that's what you would learn as a kid in the fourth grade if you started doing that shit. Like it came about as we spoke, that not only getting at Sally would keep you happy, but it'll make Annie want to. I didn't say that, you know, but that's what would happen. It's a chain reaction of events that turn you into a dude, you know.
Meaning this, guys, if I'm at a club and I'm going to use Annie and Sally, let's say Annie and Sally are at the bar. Annie's over to the left, Sally's over to the right. They're so close to each other, they can hear each other's conversations. Now, if I walk over there and I talk to Annie, and Annie tells me, no, I'm not interested, because, but this has happened so many times, this is so great about it, is that she will tell me no. She'll say, either I'm boyfriend, married, I'm not interested. Okay. Annie said no. So then, if Annie said no, all right, there's Sally right there. So I'm going to go over and just, hey, do a quick little 90, maybe a little 35-degree turn to the right, and I'm going to talk to Sally. And Annie's going to hear me talk to Sally, and you know what happens after that? After a while, Annie walks up to me and says, wait a second, I thought you wanted to talk to me. I did want to talk to you, Annie, but you told me no. So since you told me no, it's not, hey, I'm cool with it. I have no problem with you saying no because I know that I can't get every woman out there, and I am fine with that. I am fine with getting rejected. I'm fine with you saying no. I'm fine with whatever you guys. That's cool to me because you know what? Because now you have saved me enough time that I could spend that trying to talk to Sally over here.
And hey, Dean, let me tell you how you catch in that instance. I thought you wanted to talk to me. Oh, no, baby. I just wanted to talk to a broad. Hey, you tell her that, and then be on your way. She going to follow you.
Yes.
I didn't did that.
Yes.
I've been in the club, and they say, no, I'm just laying to talk to a bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, ooh, that's what they say. Ooh, well, shit. You know, you ask. Hey, you ask. I ain't trying to explain nothing to you. I personally don't want you to fuck with me if you don't fuck with me when I say whatever I say at first.
Yes.
Because whatever I say at first is designed to get a certain kind of woman. And if this bitch say whatever and she ain't that woman, I'm happy because it'll take a special bitch to fuck with me because I'm a scare your ass. You got to fuck with me being scared. And most bitches don't do it, you know, until I, you know, whatever. But go on, Dean.
Right. See, the most dangerous man to a woman is I talked about this earlier on a video this weekend, is the uncontrollable man, meaning that the one that does not try to follow her narrative. See, the thing is that you and I have this thing, and women can tell we have this thing when they first meet us, based off of just how we waltz over there and talk to her. It could be, here's the thing, but it's not just walking over and talking to her. It might be a text message. It might be a phone. It doesn't matter what it is because, but how many times have you had to get something done? Like, you know, there was a trouble, something's not working on your TV or something, and you had to call a number to get troubleshooting, and you get on the phone with the operator on the other end, and you start talking to her, you know, you even though you have a problem, like your TV may be down or something, you talking to her, and she just all into you. She's all into the conversation. You got her smiling, giggling, you know, is there anything else you need and all that other stuff. Because a woman knows a man who has this thing called opportunities, guys. They can tell that when, hey, look, I get on the phone and stuff, with DirecTV. I'm giving you an example, but DirecTV. I'm like, you know what? Hey, my DirecTV's down. He's like, hello, how are you doing? My name is Sheila. And then guess what? Hey, how you doing, Sheila? How's your day? Oh, Well, hey, my day's fine. Oh, really? Okay, you good over there? Okay, Sheila, wait, let me tell you what's going on, baby girl. Look, y'all got to help your brother out. My DirecTV's off, and then she starts giggling. She starts laughing because they're not used to men talking to them like we trying to get at them. Hey, bud, I talk not to get at them, but the way we talk, it sounds like we trying to get at them because they ain't used to that kind of shit, bud. You know what I'm talking about, though, right, bud?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, man, but what they ain't used to and what works and why we catch, whether it's a text, no matter what, is we tell them the truth. And it ain't got nothing to do with how – well, it does have something to do with how we walk up to them. So they definitely checking that out. But what lets them know is just like, you know, I see it with when the bitch say, I thought you wanted to talk to me. No, baby, I just wanted to talk to him. Bitch didn't want to talk to me. You didn't, so I was gone.
Exactly.
You know, they just, oh, my God, a real one. They see that. They see that. And she might jump on, well, I ain't no bitch, so I didn't want to talk to you. Well, good. That's why I didn't keep that.
Exactly.
I'm gone.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm gone now because I don't even want to talk to you now.
But I'm going to connect, bud, what he just said to y'all that are listening. The reason that she's turned on by this is because that is what they've been trained to see a man is like, the one that does his own thing. He doesn't go out to try to please a woman. He goes out to please himself. And by pleasing himself makes her feel like, okay, if he puts this much effort into himself, effort will he put into me? Here's the key thing. If I get into his view, I don't think they're ready for this, bud. I don't think they're ready for this. But let me say it again. If I get in his view, because if he is all about himself and I know that he is going to be dedicated, loyal to himself, and he's going to put all his time and energy into himself, then what will he do for me if I had that opportunity to get with him? If I put myself in a situation where he starts to notice me, how is he going to treat me? Because, buddy, if you think about it, most guys don't do that for themselves. Most guys don't work on themselves. Most guys don't think highly of themselves. Most guys don't walk around with conceit, selfishness. What guys do that? The ones that get pussy. Because we're like, you know, hey, look, like Greg always say, I can throw a rock right now and hit a bitch, a normal, regular, old motherfucking woman. But they will never meet a motherfucker like me. But we so far apart. You in Vegas. I'm in Texas. We all spaced out. It's like we all in our little sectors. All can clean up when we want to. And that's the beautiful thing.
Hey, Dean, the thing is, Dean, that's just who we know. Whatever city you in, there's several motherfuckers there.
Yes.
But they're spread out even there. I mean, there's many of us, but we're all spread out. And in the overall scheme of things, if it was 200, well, if it was like a million of us, that would be sparsely spread out across the United States.
Yes.
My thing is, if we had more of us, if we had more dudes who understood their position in the world as men and wanted whatever that, you know, whatever that would garner, see, we would, I don't want to sound like a revolutionary or nothing, but I want that shit, man. I want motherfuckers to revolt. And understand they're not revolting to start, you know, wars. They're revolting to stop being stepped on, man. They be stepped on. But they ask for it. Women ain't stupid.
Women ain't
stupid.
Right, right.
No, they're not stupid. You can't just come up to them with some bullshit and then tomorrow be doing the opposite of this shit and expect them not to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that's what these dudes do.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know why? Because that's either what they've been taught. See, they for some reason out there, it's amazing.
No, Dean, they're liars. That's well, they ain't been taught that. They're liars. They fucking liars. They don't have shit. They don't want shit. But they do know women want dudes that want shit and that have shit. So they lie about it. That's what it is. They
yeah.
lie.
Well,
it,
they do.
Some of the guys we talk to, Dean, they do have jobs. And they do have the problems that we be talking about. But what they don't understand is how many of the regular bullshitters women run into. So what they need to understand that if they want to make any progress, they got to understand dudes is full of shit when women, you know, overall think of them. So they got to not be full of shit. They got to separate themselves from the full of shit dudes. Otherwise, you know, I got a job, blah, blah, blah. Everybody say that, even the full of shit motherfuckers. So if you got a job, you got to be willing to stretch out a little more and do a be, you know, let's meet over here at the top of the mark. You know, you got to be able to do something. And when you separate yourself, doing something don't mean you got to spend no hell of money. Doing something mean you don't want to meet at McDonald's or you don't want to meet at a club. You doing something mean meeting and doing something out of the norm to establish who the fuck you are so that this woman will speak to you and she can see you. But as long as you use the same approach that the liars and the fucking zeros use, that's who you are to a woman. I know this because I got to tell my daughter this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's part of the, unfortunately a lot of these guys that go with these cults here, they think that they're being helped to better themselves when it comes to women because it's in your nature to want to be with a woman. You know what I mean? And like I heard you say, I know some of them got some of them tendencies and stuff. Absolutely. But for some of these guys out here, they really truly want women, but they think that getting one is a magical pill or like you say a crumb that they can take and they can put in or they can eat that one little crumb, and then they think all of a sudden like on TV they're gonna pop into being a man that a woman wants, and it does. Yes.
Dean, let me ask you this. You may not have heard of it, but could you believe that, you know, I was a New Yorker and I got on the subway going home and accidentally bumped into this broad we was getting on, and some kind of way our eyes met in magic. We start talking, blah, blah, blah. The next thing, we've been together 40 years. Can you believe that?
Could that happen?
No. Could you believe it?
That you bumped into a woman, y'all looked at each other, y'all got magic. And I'll call that a Haley's Comet. It could happen. Not saying it won't, but it's
Dean,
very low.
Dean, that happens. That happens, not that exact scenario. But you don't, the average person don't know who they gonna meet. They don't know where they gonna meet them. They could be at a baseball game, sitting next to them and spill a drink on them. They don't know.
They don't
what
know.
I'm
That's
saying
true.
Is
That's true.
The guys, the people we deal with, that's their perception of catching. So as far as you saying that lucky pill, they do believe that. They do believe that it's a lucky pill. It's a coincidence, blah, 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 because it is. So we got to make them accept that that's not what we're doing. We're intentionally learning how to go out and meet women on purpose. we're not doing the average life thing. You know, bump into this woman and don't nothing happen. So, you know, whatever, bump into this woman. She says hi, and we go have a soda. And the next thing you know, I'm in love, and then she ain't. The next thing I hate women. You know, that's what happened in this world. We ain't like that, Dean.
Oh, no, not at all, because we, again, I like playing offense. I've never liked to want the world to happen to me. You know, just wait for things to happen. You know what I mean? Just
no, exactly.
Letting the world happen to you. And but unfortunately for these guys, but see here, here's the thing, and all, you know what, it goes back to that fear of success, because if I don't know what to do next, instead of looking like a bumbling idiot, I'd rather do nothing at all, and that's some of their problems.
I was finna say, I was finna call the ambulance, man. I thought you were saying that.
No.
Man, I was finna get off and call 911, man.
Please do, yeah.
All right, man, go on.
Man, shit. No, but what I'm saying for these guys out there is that there's this thing called being dedicated and working on yourself. The reason why I cannot point the finger at these women like most guys want to do is because I'm too busy working on me. Working on yourself is not just something that you just do one time and put down. And well, I think this is what's going on, bud. And what's your thought on this? This is what I think is going on. These young men go to school, they go first to 12, some graduate and don't go to college, some go to college and graduate. And then what they both have in common is after they graduate, whether it is high school or college, they stop learning, they stop growing, they like, okay, well, I've got my education, and this is all I need. You know, this should be enough to pull a woman because I got an education. The pussy stork should drop a woman in front of me. A woman should like me because I've got an education. I'm a smart guy. I went to Harvard. I went to Yale. I am sophisticated, and I should have.
Dean, you know what really is happening? You are 100. You don't even know how right you are. But this is what's happening, and this is what separates us from the Harvard guys. From the very beginning, the way we learn is called rote. It's rote learning. That means we read something, we remember what we read, and then we take a test, and the test shows us what we read was well understood. If we get an A, then we'll watch something and we'll see it, and then we'll take a test, and on the test we get an A because we can recall what we've seen. And this is how we learn all the way through Harvard. Well, not through Harvard, but all the way through 12th grade and most college. But what's going on is you haven't used any of this. I'm telling you, sure you know how to say 2 and 2 is 4. Sure you remember what happened at Kuala Madero or whatever. But active learning is how you should learn. And that's what schools are incorporating now. Otherwise, when you hear something, and or learn something, and you take the test and you get 100, you only get a C, because once you get 100, now you got to go outside and do what you learned. Otherwise, if it's some sort of answer to a social question, how would you act in a situation where you met a person that dropped something on the ground and you wanted to pick it up, but you know, people be, you know, give you a scenario and you take the test, you get an A. No, you get 100, but you only get a C The rest of the test is the active learning, applying what you did. Otherwise, if you said you got to be real calm and make assure the person, blah, 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 whatever your answer was, you got to do it. What you think of that, Dean?
No, you know what that is, guys? That's what I call learning how to drive by reading a book. And that's what they do. They read a book to learn how to drive a car and everything like that. But when they get inside of the car, they fail. Because they go with the book and not the actual the pluses, the rewards and the failures.
The active learning, the reality of it. So what I'm saying is, you know, you could call it whatever, but it's called rote versus active learning. Rote learning is good. I'm not saying it's no good. Rote learning only takes you so far.
Right.
But if you want to go, if you want to go all the way, you got to take what you have learned and use it in your life so you can see how to apply it so that what you learned is true.
Right. Because you know what, Bud? Because this is what happens with a lot of guys. They'll read a book or something like that, right? And the book will be like, okay, you go from A to B, B to C, C to D. Okay, so they got in their head, okay? All right, when I meet a woman, I got to go from A to B, B to C, C to D. And that's my focus. I've learned it.
Dean, let me cut you off. Use your product. Use my product, because that's what they do, what you finna say.
I'm saying from the guy that does not go out. I'm saying he finally goes out. He's learning A, B, C, D, right? But when he gets in front of a woman, what they don't understand is anything can change at any time. You know what I mean? You go,
Dean, the dude that don't do anything, he ain't gonna do what you're saying. The dude that bought your shit or my shit, he's gonna do it. But when he do it, what you saying will apply. They don't understand that just because you read it, just because you see that A to B to C to D is what to do. Now you're involved in active learning. So you got to accept that from A to B to C to D does not even include what could happen in real life. You understand
right,
what I'm
right.
saying? You
yeah.
got to learn that. And you can learn. You won't even get to that if you don't get to from A to B to C to D. So I am not saying, you know, rote learning ain't no good. I included it in SWU, but I also include active learning. Man, I don't care if you get 100 on the test. You get a C in the course if you don't do good in the active learning. So my thing is active. You got to show me, because I believe 12 dudes can have 12 ways to solve one problem. And they're all different ways. So which one of them are right? All of them are. That's the beauty of understanding what I'm saying. When you go and you actively learn shit, you learn that your way is a way. It's not the way. And it's best to learn a way among many other ways, which is what active learning teaches you, Dean. I don't want to get off and on. I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to take it over with that. But you said something really important, man, when you start talking about the way these dudes A to B to C.
Well, there's another element, because what happens if they meet a 1 through 10 type woman? You know what I mean? That automatically.
Dean, those are peripherals. It doesn't matter who you meet. It doesn't matter. You're supposed to understand you're ready to meet the next motherfucker you see. You don't give a fuck about her.
Right,
each one of them are the same,
right,
one
okay.
through ten.
Right. No.
So
it's,
to
no,
ask
no,
that
no.
question, to, okay, go ahead.
No,
what
no,
happens
what
if you meet
is,
a one
okay,
through ten?
What I'm saying is, you're absolutely right. on our side of the street. But we're not on, we're not, this is not our side of the street show. It's a, it's there on their side of the street, because think about this. Now
what are we trying to do? Be on their side or get them to see our side?
No, our side, but we you're right. No, you're
so
no,
Dean, what I'm saying, Dean, is a motherfucker can't think, what if I meet a 1 to 10?
Right. Because you know, wait, because I was about to say that, right? This is what I was about to say. Because
I'm sorry, Dean, I cut you off.
The reason they can't, I won't get the reason why. I want them to understand the why to what they did. You're right about everything you're saying. But when you walk out your door feeling powerless and helpless, you walk out your door on negativity. You walk out your door stuck in the past, meaning that just because Annie and Sally. Yeah, just because Annie treats you a certain way, Sally's going to treat you another way. When you walk out your door blaming the world for everything that goes on in your that goes on with you, you blame the world. When you walk out your door consumed by issues and problems, when you go out your door feeling cheated, that's when you lose. Because you walk out your door not doing the things that we try to show you on the other side. When you walk out your door, gentlemen, you should own your fucking life. When you walk out that door, you should be positive. When you walk out that door, you should believe in the only motherfucker that matters, and that is yourself. But you are
Dean, one question. I 1,000% agree with what you're saying, but I want to know this.
Yes, sir.
What is not the only thing, but probably the first thing a person would have to do in order to own their life, in order to claim whatever it is? What would they have to do?
I think the very first thing they must do is be honest with the motherfucker they've been lying to all their lives.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You gotta fucking accept the truth.
Yeah.
If you don't accept the truth, your ass ain't gonna be doing none of this shit Dean talking about.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Dean, what I'm saying is, just listening to you, it's like taking for granted these motherfuckers know that and will do that. That's their problem, Dean. Knowing and hearing what to do is one thing, but that's not the solution. Oh, excuse me. It is a solution. But the problem is accepting the truth,
yes.
Telling themselves the truth.
Yes. And
when they
the
do
thing.
That, yes, Dean, when that motherfucker asks you, do you want money? And you said, yeah. And he threw some cents or whatever down there, and you dove to get that shit. Tore a motherfucker's t-shirt off to get the last penny. He said, yeah, nigga, I'm going to fuck with you. Because you want money. You know, it ain't no parts. Yeah, I want money, so I'm only go after the nickels. No. You going after anything you see that is money. In my point is, it ain't no parts. These dudes accept parts. They hear what you say, they hear what I say, and they accept this part, and they think because this part showed them what it showed them, now they should get the benefit of what this part is a part of. No. What you do is why Dean and I are shrewd salesmen, because we do open your eyes. And all we do is open your eyes to this truck coming at your motherfucking ass. And your feet is stuck to the ground. And unless you keep fucking with us, you ain't going to be able to get out the way.
You know, Dane, you know I'm
talking shit to you.
No doubt. Nah, it's just simple, man. If you want to get to calculus or trigonometry at the end of the day.
Come on.
You got to know how to count from 1 to 10. That's the first, that's the beginning. You got to know what a 1 is. You got to know what a 2 is, what a 2 represents, and so on and so forth. And then from that point, you just can't go right into trigonometry because then you've got to know how to add this one and this two to make that number. And then from adding, you got to learn how to subtract. And then from that point, multiplying, dividing, division, fractions, decimals. You got to go all the way up that chain to get to, and this is where, but they, what these guys do is they go, okay, well, this is what 8 is. So, okay, I understand 8. I understand what an 8 is. Now, I don't know 1 through 7 is. I don't want to fuck 1 through 7. I don't need 1 through 7 because I know what 8 is, and I know 8 is more than 1 through 7. So I don't need 1 through 7. I'll just stick with 8. And then all of a sudden when they get into adding, they're like, well, what's 2 plus 2? They're like, well, shit, well, I didn't think I needed to know that because I thought 8 was greater, so I didn't need to know the other numbers. And then guess what? They get confused. They get mad. They're like, man, fuck it, man. Look, here's a guy right here on the internet that's saying, you know what? I can learn calculus right now, and I don't even have to know what fucking 1 through 7 is, so fuck it. So what they do, bud, is they listen to that guy. And then all of a sudden, when they get out into the real world, they meet a 1 through 7 kind of woman, not an 8 through 10, a 1 through 7 kind of woman. They have no idea what to do. And then all of a sudden, they're going to get mad. Then they'll get mad at the person that was trying to teach them 1 to 10. They'll get mad at that person over there saying, oh, it's your fault why I'm in this situation. But the whole time, if they just looked in the mirror and they just was honest with themselves and realized that they are the reason and cause for all this shit to be happening, and then take an honest assessment and say, you know what? I fucked up. What I need to do is take a step back, and I need to really find out what this 1 through 7 type shit is, because in order to get all this shit right, I can't half-ass it. And I think that's what's going on with a lot of these kids that again, have come up in the age, bud, where you get a participation trophy just for participating and not because you busted your ass and won or lost. You get it just for showing the fuck up, man.
Hey, Dean, that goes back to what the fuck I was saying from when you got told no in the fourth grade, third grade.
Yes.
You know, we learned first you got to say something. And then you got to accept that answer. Then you got to, you know, we learned all that. And by the time we got to seventh, eighth grade, not only was we, you know, willing to ask whoever to the Valentine dance, we know which one to ask because we didn't been rejected. We didn't went after this and that. And we learned, you know, but today they don't learn. They learn posthumously or whatever that word is. They learn through reading about the shit, and they might read what you or I did, and then they say, oh, that's what happened. So after me and you did blah, 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 they get to the end, and that's where they want to start.
Right. I tell you what, man, look. There's nothing.
And Dean, you know I got a role, man.
Yeah, well, we're about to wrap this up right now, but I just saying, okay. No, we're gonna get into rejection. I was talking about how there's nothing. Hey, we gonna keep on getting rejected the rest of our lives. That's just how life is. But anyway,
no, Dean, we gonna experience rejection for the rest of our lives.
Yes,
but we will never be rejected.
Never.
Exactly.
All right, guys. So we
can
go ahead.
Gene, you know I'm like 25 years older than you, man. So we ain't gonna see everything the same, but I know we on the same goddamn road.
Yeah, we on the same motherfucking road, driving with no motherfucking brakes. So
speeding like a motherfucker.
All day, every day. That's where you got to be to win. All right.
You know it.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, guys. Don't forget, we got a show today at 7 o'clock Eastern. But, Bud, tell them about yourself real quick before you go, brother.
Dean, my Ask Rosebud show and the Down and Dirty have all been combined on Sundays. And that's because I got a whole nother podcast with 75 girls, iTunes, all that stuff jumping off with it. It's called The Real The Real John Dixon, with 75 girls. And Dean, I'm telling you, I gotta holler at you about this stuff anyway. This stuff is taking off, man. I'm being blessed, man. I you know what? I might find the elusive fountain of youth. All right, man. Be cool, man.
All right, no doubt, man. Anyway, I'm the Dean, guys. It's the Man Mindset. Make sure y'all check us out on the D&W show every Tuesday at 12 noon. I mean, excuse me, 1 o'clock East. Excuse me, 1 o'clock East every Tuesday. Anyway, man, I'm the Dean. That's Rosebud, man, and we'll holler at y'all later. Don't forget, guys, the Man Mindset show is tonight at 7 o'clock. So I will see y'all guys then, man. Y'all have a good night, bud. We out this bitch, man. Peace, guys.